Well, hi, Francis. Yeah, the price of life insurance is a little less than it used to be, and even our government life insurance premiums have gone down over the years because I guess we're just not dying like we used to. So they've lowered the rates. But they haven't changed the rates on Fegley probably, I think it's probably the last time was in the 1980s. So it hasn't gone down in quite a while. We haven't had, as most employees know, not too many open seasons. You know, the last one was in 2004, and that was only to celebrate the 54th anniversary of Fegley. But I think the reason why employees pay more for Fegley than they might pay for a private term policy is because Fegley covers everybody in the group, all the federal employees, all the retirees, regardless of their health, and even regardless of how they die. The only time Fegley doesn't pay is if your death is caused by your beneficiary. Which that's a good thing, you know. We don't want it to pay for that. But I mean, you know, they pay for all other causes. There's none of those little hidden clauses that some insurance policies might have about terrorism or an act of war or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a healthy federal employee, you might want to shop around for your term life insurance needs, and don't always assume that Fegley's your best price. You know, there's companies like USAA sells life insurance, and WEPA and Samba, and these are all companies that cater to federal employees that know the needs of the federal workforce. And the reason why those companies would sell cheaper insurance is because they offer underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be healthy to get the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Does Fegley work like a standard level term life insurance policy?
In some respects it does, because there's no cash value, so you pay for it as you need it. When you don't need it, you stop paying for it, and there's no cash value that you're going to receive back for the premiums that you've paid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a term in such that you don't buy 20 years of Fegley or 10 years of Fegley. You can buy Fegley when you start working, and you can keep it the rest of your life until you're 97 if you want to pay for it that long.
Mm-hmm.
But with the optional Fegley, which is the part of Fegley where you can purchase multiples of your salary, and you can get up to five times your basic pay rate, every 5 years that premium adjusts. It gets higher. It gets more expensive because as you get older and the risk to the insurance company increases, they raise the rates. So around age 50, the cost of option B is going to go up 50% in price. And if you haven't dropped it by 55, it doubles at 55, and then it more than doubles in price at age 60. So in that 10-year window is when most federal employees start really noticing the withholding from their paycheck for option B, and that's when they start to shop around. But I would suggest, you know, if you need life insurance when you have children, when you buy a house, you know, there's nothing wrong with shopping the market and getting a good term policy. Get a 20-year level term policy that can cover the cost of, you know, if something were to happen to you, that, you know, someone could raise your children and pay for your house.
Is the rule of thumb for life insurance still 8 to 10 years of your annual income?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're trying to protect. You know, you have to think of, if your untimely death happened, you know, who's going to be financially dependent? You know, do you have one child? Do you have three children? You know, have you just bought a house? So you have to really think in terms of what is your family going to need. So, you know, Fegley only offers a total of six times your salary, because your basic coverage is one multiple, and then you can get five additional times.
Mm-hmm.
For most federal employees, that's what they, you know, they will carry that if they have children or, you know, other obligations.
So that's another element of making the decision whether you go with Fegley or go with somebody in the private sector, is how much coverage you really want.
Right. And I guess I should mention the other benefit of Fegley is that as your pay goes up throughout your career, the amount of life insurance goes up, because it's always tied to your basic pay rate. So every time you get a promotion or a step increase, your amount of life insurance is going to increase at that same rate. So that might be considered a benefit of Fegley, that you have that.
I just have one more question for you. How do you keep all this stuff in your brain? It is unbelievable. I have never, in the years that I've known you, I've never asked you a question that you didn't just go, bang, there's the answer.
Well, I make sure you know what questions you need to ask me, because I only study federal benefits. Don't ask me about baseball.
Next time with Tammy Flanagan, the Washington Nationals.
I'll have to study that one.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate your help, Tammy. She is the Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and she is one of the co-hosts of For Your Benefit every Monday morning at 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. All the For Your Benefit shows are archived at federalnewsradio.com. And you can hear my conversation with Tammy on the in-depth page at our website, 426 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.